So there you have it, folks. Ben Black and Ryan Rhodes have been officially fired from WEWA. Flash Fury and Mika, well, they've immediately decided to agree to disagree. And from the look right now that I'm getting on Absolutely Real's face, it doesn't appear like he's too happy with Mika either. With the chaos finally under control, let's go to the ring for our opening bout.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WEWA Sunday Superstars!
Tonight's card is sponsored by the WWA and eWrestling.org, the place that coined the phrases, enjoy the brutality, and simply the best. Our first contest scheduled for one fall and will hold a 20-minute time limit. Already in the ring, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's the moment you've been waiting for. Already in the ring, accompanied by his publicist Madison and his faithful and fearless sidekick, only known as Homeless Bob. He is a heavyweight champion of the real world, known around the globe by many names. He is a party host, the Canadian Wrestle God, the aerial tactician, and he is also the human highlight film, the most electrifying, justifying, and most mystifying man in sports entertainment. He is a man, the myth, the Messiah, and he weighed in tonight at 264 pounds from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He is absolutely real.
Back from two broken legs some 2 years ago, Lee Real has been quick to make enemies all over WEWA. Donating money to CC for her hospital care, Lee Real mocked Eddie Outlaw and his most wanted crew. He even went as far as calling Chris Ross an identity thief. But it didn't stop there for the Canadian. He insulted the Native American Indian of the United States of America, lowering the hammer on James Wesley's sexual preferences. Well, Wesley was so offended, he refused to air any of his interviews or give Lee Real any attention. Tonight, Lee Real has added Mika to his growing list of enemies, and if I didn't know any better, and I didn't know what Lee Real was capable of doing inside the squared circle, I would say that he just committed career suicide. Speaking of suicide, Wesley is foregoing his entrance introductions and diving into the ring. He is Lee Real on the back of his heels with chops and punches galore. Another chop. Again. Boot to the stomach by Wesley. No. Lee Real has his foot and stabs James around. Lee Real drops the ball with an old school atomic knee drop. Chop block from behind. Triples Wesley to the canvas at the kneecaps and quickly rolling underneath the ropes and onto the outside.
Here.
Lee Real is returning with a steel chair, tossing the chair to Wesley. James catches it. He looks confused. It's Commentator! The guest is a steel. He is in his face. He's falling face first into the center of the logo. Lee Real is now ascending the turnbuckle into the air and flying like an eagle. Look out, Steve Miller Band. Suicide dive connects and this one's over.
Shit.
1, 2, 3. No kick out by James Wesley. And that could have been the dumbest kickout of James Wesley's career. Lee Real is a high-flying mat tactician, and once he gets going, there's no one in WWA, in my opinion, who can stop him. Placing Wesley's ankle into the folds of the dented chair, Lee Real stomps down hard, and Wesley cries out in pain. Another stomp, another one, again. I think Lee Real is trying to break James Wesley's neck, and the referee isn't doing a damn thing about it. Come on, referee, this isn't a hardcore match. Who pays you off? Jack Craven tossing the mango chair to the side. Lee Real drags James Wesley over to the corner and exiting the ring. He's calling for a steel post figure four. No, he just yanked his opponent's legs forward and falls first into the steel post. James Wesley has to be ready to give up. Onto the apron like a cat and over the top. Pummel horse style. Lee Real lowers a leg drop across the head of James Wesley. And this one has to be over. Hook of the leg in the cover of the count. One, two. Say goodnight, the party's over. No, 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 no. James Wesley has kicked out, and I don't believe it. Lee Real is furious with the referee, yanking Wesley to his feet and tossing him into the ropes, courtesy of a speedy Irish whip. Wesley reverses the whip, and it's Lee Real who's now headed towards the rope. Off the rebound and spinning through the air. Lee Real connects with a spinning side leg whip, and I think he just knocked James Wesley's front tooth out. Lee Real is on fire! Knocking down on his elevated crib. Wesley is passing out from the pain, and this one is over. The referee is calling for the bell, and wait a minute. What's Lee Real doing? He's not done with James Wesley. He's climbing the top ropes. Come on, Lee, the match is over. Leave the man alone. What are you trying to prove? Into the air and down across. James Wesley knocked out. It's the high ride of the night. Frog splash. Rolling to his side from the impact, but then getting up like a true warrior. Lee Real has completely destroyed James Wesley in his debut match. Let's go to the ring for the official announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the belt, because James Wesley could not continue, the Canadian Wrestle God, Absolute Lee Real!
I don't know, folks, what can you say about Absolute Lee Real, the Canadian Wrestle God? Oh, good Lord, you aren't done yet, Real? Folks, unfortunately, Lee Real now has a microphone and is apparently going to address us right now. Good luck. You know what, Real? What are you, a spotlight hog or what? You know, we have four other matches still to come.
Welcome to the Real World. That was one of the easiest matches I've ever wrestled. I barely broke a fucking sweat in here with these trunks. Once again, I have shown you all why I am the Canadian Wrestle God.
You've also shown us why you're an asshole!
Now, I'm out here for one reason and one reason only.
Oh, give me a break, Real!
Get your ass out here.
Rick Righteous is not going to come out here right now.
I'm not leaving this ring until you come out here. Come on, Righteous. I need to learn a lesson.
Lee.
I need to live it, Rick.
Lee, we only got about 3 hours, Lee.
I want to learn it. And damn it, I so badly, want to love it.
And I want to get on with this card.
Come on,
Real. Get out of the ring.
Get your burrito eating ass out here and let's settle this thing. If you don't come out here, I swear, I'll bring the fight to you.
Thank God, at least it'll get you out of the ring!
I swear, Righteous, I will take you to school. Come show me who the real Messiah is, Rick. Come on, Rick.
Well, it appears Lee Real is finally gonna leave the ring, because it's apparent to everybody here that he's not gonna come out. It's an impromptu match. You know, Rick Righteous has no motivation to actually get out here and fight Lee Real. He's got a BACW Heavyweight Championship bout. And unlike Magnum Randall, who made that same mistake a couple of months ago, Rick Righteous might be boring in his interviews, but the bottom line is, he's not stupid. You know what? I hope Lee Real understands how much dedication it's going to take in order for him to compete here in WEWA at the pace he has just set. Folks, I'm hearing in my headset that Most Wanted has finally arrived at the arena, and Candace Hoffman, our X-Zone roving reporter, is going to try to get a few words in with them before they enter the building. All right, let's go to Mobile Ovaltron and take it away, Candace.